Welcome to the Exit 68 podcast with your co-hosts, Matt, Justin, and Ben.
The Exit 68 podcast, Matt, Justin, the number four KenPom team in the country. This fucking team is back, baby. Going into Big East play coming up this week. We got the NCAAs right after that. Maybe we sneak into a two seed here, but all the sins, all the wrongs of that spell we had, losing 6 out of 7, I believe it was, seem to have washed away from this team. And the UConn Huskies might just be the scariest basketball team in America. Gentlemen, so pumped to talk some hoops today. Feels great to walk around as a Huskies fan. Kind of a crazy season, obviously. A lot of ups and downs. But here we fucking are, baby. How are we feeling today?
Feeling good. We don't have a lot to react to from that shit show Wednesday game, but nice win on the road last night. You take any Big East win on the road you can get, especially a team like Nova who's hot. So feeling good headed into MSG and fucking pumped to see these guys down here. Hopefully 3 days in a row.
Super amped. Yeah, no, I think everybody's cautiously optimistic, right? It's probably gotta be the phrase, but I'm interested about how this pot goes because I think it 50% of it's going to be on UConn, but I think we have a lot of Big East just more broadly to talk about, right?
I mean, the tournament this weekend. We just got some news that
we just got some news, and I think bracketology is now kind of concrete. You know, it's not the official seeding, but it seems like this year, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like there's not a ton of weight being put on the tournament in terms of bracketology. It seems like everybody's pretty convinced the committee is just going to take what they saw in the regular season. The conference tournaments don't even really matter other than who gets the auto bids. Have you guys kind of felt the same way?
Is there like a full directive on that? Like, is there like a
formal,
do they wait a certain amount? Like, we care about this or we don't? Like we get bounced against Providence. That has to negatively hurt your resume, right?
That's what I was thinking too, and I feel like traditionally it has, but everybody, like, I don't know, we have our group chats that talk about this, Twitter. It seems like everybody's pretty set that the seeding is kind of dictated on what happened during the regular season. It seems like we could get bounced by Providence according to what I feel like the sentiment is around UConn basketball right now. We're still like kind of glued to a four seed. And I'm like, I don't think that's the way it works, right?
No, I think especially when you see the prevalence of analytics and these rankings that are coming out every week. And when you look at how high UConn is after the stretch run, I mean, KenPom, they're four. I know they're up there, got to be top five in almost every advanced stat you can look at. And that is playing a huge factor this year we've seen. I think that's going to lend a lot of credence to them jumping maybe even to a two.
Well, Maddie, I think you're right. I think in, again, Justin, I have no idea if this is like the formal process in assessing seeds, but
yeah,
it does seem like the advanced analytics just play such a bigger role this year comparatively to other years. And maybe it was trending in that direction. But the thing with advanced analytics is you lose that first round conference tourney game. It doesn't really affect our KenPom that much, right? Like, we'll drop a couple spots, but we're not going to drop to, you know, a 15.
There need five more things to happen to really drop materially in that one day.
Exactly.
You're also still playing a team. I mean, if it was Butler, for example, it'd be a different story, but we're still playing a perennial top 25 team all year too. So like, what's their worst seed they're going to get right now? Like a four, five?
I'm borderline three right now, honestly. I don't know. I just feel
the respect Big East has gotten in recent years, they could get a five. Cause I feel like they have not respected
God,
the Big East.
I know. Can you imagine that?
But I think that's got
five would
this
be
year.
Five would be this team is
that would
so
be
much
a slap in
year.
A face.
They had two ranked teams the conference last year going into the tournament, right? We have there's effectively five maybe with Creighton going into this year, but I don't know. It's just it does seem like it's a transformative year in the sense that maybe the committee kind of changes their stance. I don't know if that's formal or not. Justin, to your point, but it does seem like it is almost like an embedded formality that net rankings and KenPom and all these advanced rankings are just kind of more part of it than they were in previous years.
I also think that there's just not, no one steamrolled the regular season. Like
No, you could even
every team's
try to
looked
make.
beatable and been beatable. So do you, what do you defer to? You defer to the, what the computer tells you, like advanced metrics, right? Like
And to
people
be
thought
honest,
Purdue was going to fucking blaze the earth and they totally fell back to like normalcy
so
over the last month or so.
bracketology too has become so much more inefficient. You kind of know where the committee
Lenardi's
stands
also like pretty terrible.
as a person or in terms of his
Lenardi
predictions.
is the bracketologist is that Mel Kiper is the NFL draft analyst.
Well, so the CBS guy though last year, I forget his name escapes me, but he apparently, I was, when we were watching the game, some of the games on Saturday came up, he nailed 66 of the 67 teams and was
Last year.
70, yeah, and was 73% correct on seeding. Like, that's insane. Like, there's clearly a mythology that goes into it now that just wasn't there 10 years ago that makes it more predictive, right? And I think some of that is associated with the advanced analytics, but so I think we
Well,
kind of know
I'm
where we're
happy
gonna
we talked
measure
about
at.
it. Hopefully one day we can look this up or maybe talk to someone that knows the methodology. But I think that's th those are obviously our thoughts on it. Going back to the team a little bit here and
Sorry, yeah. Go
looking
back to
looking
this.
forward.
Let's be happy.
We love talking about NCAA tournament. We got the Big East tournament coming up. We're going to play our first round game against Providence, then most likely Marquette. And then either the winner of Xavier or Creighton kind of coming on the other side. Obviously a gauntlet here, to win all those games and win the tournament if it goes that way. How are we feeling right now? I know for one, I'm still, I have a little taste in my mouth from last year getting bounced in the first year of the NCAAs. I really want to see this team grit down in some of these end of the year nut pinching games where a lot's on the line, and I want to see them come out on the other side. How are we feeling about the Huskies going into the Big East tournament right now?
Justin, you take that first. I want to hear what you have to say.
I don't think we could be playing better basketball collectively as a team right now, right? This looks like the team from the first half of the year. The offense is gelling, guys are playing within their roles. We kind of had to go through that low period. Like it was the definition of like, oh, we might as well get them out now. Like we had some stinkers, right? We had some stinkers for an extended period of time in January there. And Caravan was on the CT Scoreboard podcast today saying they were really motivated by never wanting to feel that way again, which to me is like, it's just, I don't know. It's a great, kind of great thing to hear
The
because,
fans feel the
they
same way as the players.
exactly. But they went through it and they're driven by how awful that felt, which again sounds normal, but I think that that is important wording because it just shows that it really hurt them. Like it really bothered them that they went through that stretch, which I think just goes to show the type of team they are and the type of people they are. But it's crazy to think about how we could have two more games left in this season. It's been a really fun fucking year. Like we've spent the whole entire year ranked top 25, even through that lull. It's been a really, really fun, exciting, unexpected team. And it's crazy to think they could play two more games or what, nine, right? We could be playing nine more games, but I don't know, man. Thursday afternoon at MSG against Providence, it's gonna be a madhouse. It is gonna be a madhouse.
I think, Maddie, before you go, Hurley deserves so much credit, and we bash on him a lot sometimes. But the development of some of these guys throughout the year has been a huge reason for that turnaround.
Yeah, and to kind of piggyback off what you said, Matt, I think, I was watching the game last night with my dad and we were just chatting through it. And we watched the pregame commentary from Hawkins because they did a little bit, like a little segment on Hawkins. And credit to Hurley because he is such a team-oriented guy, but he also realizes that these kids kind of need the spotlight if they're like, you know what I'm saying? Like he's not gonna be that
Yeah.
hard ass who's like, we're team only. Nobody gets the spotlight. And they did a little segment on Hawkins, and he was there to say, Hawkins, But not only that, credit to kudos to Hurley, because remember last year where we were bashing Hurley because we thought he was kind of pulling Hawkins at the wrong times and he wasn't giving him enough minutes, and like, how is this going to affect Hawkins going to sophomore year? Hawkins said in that segment, he's like, I learned from what happened last year and just built off it this year. And I think a lot of credit has to go to Danny in that situation, because Hawkins did make such a leap between last year and this year. And like, maybe Hurley was doing the right thing last year when he was kind of being tough on him and not letting, treating him like a freshman. But the entire time was like, yo, this is your squad. You're going to be the scorer. And he knew Hawkins was going to kind of step into the role. So I think, I do think Hurley deserves a lot of credit in that capacity in terms of growing these kids.
I think one thing to be said about a program like UConn and Hurley in general is that you can't invest in your players with game minutes if they're not ready. Like, he couldn't afford to play Hawkins last year to get him ready for this year because the fan base and the team and everyone wants to win now, right? So he has to recruit and get guys that are going to put in the time and commit the time during practice and the off season and off hours to earn the right to play. And it's funny though, like there's been times this year where he said, oh, Klingon's only playing 7 minutes a game, 10 minutes a game.
Yeah, but
Hurley's
is that better
whole
for him?
entire track record has shown he's able to develop and grow players. And to this point, he's I'm sure you could say he's mishandled transfers or whatever you want to say, but he's handled guys correctly. Like, he didn't start Bouknight when Bouknight came in. He eased him in, and then at the end of the season, Bouknight's playing 38 minutes a game and scoring 25 points a game, right? Like, some
Okay,
of it I think is.
But
Go
then
ahead.
the, on the flip side, sorry, not to cut you off, but on the flip
No.
side, like, he's given Caravan a little bit of leash this year. And but look
Yeah.
at where Caravan's ended up, right?
Sure.
But he's given him more.
Caravan's floor though is, I don't think, very detrimental to the team. Like, he still does so many positive things that
Yeah, fair.
him being out there on
Comparatively
the
to
floor.
where Hawkins was last year, like
Yeah.
Hawkins, yeah.
Also,
Yeah,
where
Caravan
Samson is
was.
affects Caravan's minutes.
Caravan was absolutely chucking the ball around last night. He obviously hit some big shots, but I feel like he fired the ball out of bounds like six times last night.
Well, you heard me say I thought Andre was a little lax last night with the ball. Like he kept,
Dude,
dude, they kept they've clearly been told feed Snogo when he's got the position. The problem
yeah.
is the pass isn't there, and the thing
Yeah. And
is
they just fire it.
that not even that, they go over the top. They don't even try to
Yeah.
bounce it in. It's always over the top, and it's always a force, and that was driving me a little bit crazy. But again, let's focus on the positives here, because I mean they that was maybe the biggest road win in Dan Hurley's career, right? So
Yeah. That
I
game
think it's
felt.
time we maybe step back and kind of
Yeah, be
appreciate that.
appreciative. We'll be appreciative.
Yeah,
No,
exactly.
I agree. I think whenever I think of Dan Hurley's development, I just think about how Isaiah Whaley is, playing in the G League right now. And at
Crazy.
times
Max, yeah.
that dude, I was like, this guy belongs on a D3 team somewhere. But going beyond that, man, it's just such a fun team to watch. And we talked about him a little bit on your last part, but Hawkins is he's just the guy, man, right now. I
He's
think we
incredible.
talked earlier in the year about what's the ceiling of this team. And it's really with him just taking that next step, being able to go nuclear, give us that perimeter threat to go with good defense and offensive glass dominance. And it's a potent combination when he shows up, man. I think he's 100% gone. We've talked about it a little bit before, but just beyond that, what a fucking guy. And if he stays even a little bit as hot, I mean, good luck beating this team because they're going to show up with that D and that rebounding every game. And they show up with this motherfucker who's just going to keep running and gunning. And there's not much you can do to stop it.
And just before you go, I just want to point out, I think one of my frustrations with Hawkins was, throughout the season, I felt like he scored really early. And so he got all his points kind of in the first 10 minutes of the game, fresh off warm-ups. Last night, 75%, three quarters of his
Yeah,
points came in the
19
second
points in the
half.
second half.
Yeah,
Yeah.
which is incredible.
He was scoring at all three levels too. Like we could definitely step back and say he needs to polish up his slashing game, but I think he's been tremendous. I still think he's primed for like, and I'm hoping it's this weekend. I think he's primed to like, this dude's gonna pump like nine threes in a game. Like, it
I
has to
agree.
happen at some
Yeah.
point. He just has that. Like,
It
he
could be
does
in a
not,
tournament game.
he feels nothing when he misses. Like, and that's what all good shooters are. Like, if he gets the ball and feels like he has any bit of space to get it off and it's a
It's
good
going.
look for him, he's fucking firing it.
Dude, That bucket he had last night where he was on the baseline and he was falling down
Yeah.
and just threw it up and he literally fell and it
Yeah.
just went in. Like that's just scorer's touch right there, right? There's
He's
nothing else.
incredible. He's a special player, but I don't know. I feel good about our draw. I don't like the fact that we're playing Providence off of arguably like they've had four horrendous defensive performances in a row. And
Yeah.
look, like UConn travels well to MSG. Providence fans travel well to
Yeah.
MSG too. It's going to be a tough environment. It's going to be
Kind of
a
a
tough
desperate
team. Like,
Providence team.
holy crap that this is like a first round Big East matchup. Like,
Yeah, two top 25 teams going at it at the 4 and 5 seats.
dude,
And
but
then,
even Marquette could play St. John's. They beat St. John's by 2 points last night.
I know.
They
And
could be
then,
playing St. John's
and
again on
Johnny's
at noon.
coming for him. Yeah, as
Yeah.
shout out Ben Kimmel, he said, that's Johnny's game to win next week,
Yeah.
this coming week. Yeah, it's I think it's a dogfight in this tournament comparatively to other years where you knew last year kind of Nova or Creighton
Yeah.
was going to take it. There really is, and there's five teams in the top 25, but there's five teams that could potentially kind of take this title. And then you have a, I don't think Seton Hall is getting so. A couple things. One, PC all of a sudden is a bubble team according to Twitter. That's just
Yeah.
not true. They're
No, dude.
fully
I
in
don't
the
know,
tournament.
Matt, you talked about that Big East disrespect. I mean, we might see
Dude, they
it.
don't have any big wins outside of the AMP.
Okay, so, but put them in at least a playing game, right? For the
Yeah.
11, they're not missing the tournament.
Dude,
Like,
imagine seeing that team as a nine seed.
yeah, you'd be
That's
devastated, right?
awful.
On neutral's
Yeah.
court. And then second of all, Bracketology last week, and again, this is Rod Ludinardi, but he had Seton Hall as the, I think it was either the first four out or next four, the last eight out. Seton Hall goes in and they beat PC, and then all of a
Yeah.
sudden Seton Hall's not even in the last eight out, according to Bracketology. That doesn't make any sense to me. So I'm really interested to see if the Big East doesn't get the respect it deserves, but typically has not gotten in recent years.
I mean, I hope they do. It's been an unbelievable year for the conference when, I think a couple weeks for the season, you're thinking it's going to be kind of weak. And you got four teams in the top 16, KenPom, bunch of teams ranked, and a lot of fun basketball going on. Kind of going to the darker side here, as I think we need to do every podcast. As currently constructed, as currently played, you're playing UConn. How do you scout them? How do you beat them? What remains this team's weakness, and what is going to keep us up at night as UConn fans? To me, I think it starts a little bit with Tristan Newton. If he's not playing that aggressive game, I think things can tend to close up a little bit on them. As well as Andre a little bit when he's playing tight and that ball's flying out of bounds and on into hands, I get a little nervous, but I'm feeling a lot better than I was a couple weeks ago. Why should we be scared here still?
You want to go, Matt?
Yeah, I think it's two things, and the quick answer is one. I think we still see UConn can kind of go on these droughts where they don't score, and they just seem like they're not really in sync. And in a tournament game, you kind of can't have those stretches where you don't score for massive minutes unless you're playing terrific defense, which UConn typically can do. I mean, that's clearly where they're winning, right? Like last night against Nova, they just
Totally
played unbelievable
suffocating.
defense. But I do think they get into those situations when the other team goes on these runs and they kind of don't miss. And I think, I do think they're vulnerable, behind the arc. I would love to have seen Hurley play more of that 1-3-1-3-2 zone throughout the season, where they're kind of defending the perimeter more, and maybe they will in the tournament. But I do think there's just like a lot of teams, I think you got to hit your open perimeter shots in order to beat this team, and that's probably what it's going to come down to, and is a very likelihood it could happen during the tournament. That's where I see their biggest vulnerability.
I think that so I think two things. One thing that impressed me last night was we've throughout the first half of the year, at least when we were 14 and 0 and a little bit different, we've now found our defensive identity again, I think, this last like 90 game stretch. But Villanova like punched back for the first 15 minutes of that game, 20 minutes of that game last night.
For sure.
We went through lulls offensively, even I think. I want to say we went scoreless for like a 5 minute period from the field, like from the field, but we responded defensively. So I think it rests on the defense. Like if this team can't defend
Yeah.
on ball and defend the way they've been defending the last 9 games and defend the way they defended the first 14 games of the year, like totally beatable. It doesn't matter if we go and score 80 points. If we're giving up 80 points, like any defensive game plan that slows down Hawkins or Sanogo is gonna be able to beat us if we're giving up 80 points a game.
Well,
So
go ahead,
I just think
Justin. First.
our identity has to be on the defensive end. So honestly, I don't think there's much like think about what you take away. So you sag off Jackson. Teams have done that historically now for the last 5 or 6
Yeah.
games. They did it last night. He was
But
disciplined last night.
he's
They're putting
shooting
him in
confidence.
positions where he can be successful with people off him, right? You stick him in the opposite corner and tell him to cut back door anytime the ball swings to the opposite side of the floor. He's then in a great position on offensive rebound. Do you allow him to bring the ball up and try to make post entries? He to me is where you can target to try to slow us down. But let's say you try to slow down Hawkins, right? Then you leave Sanogo one-on-one in the post. You want to double in the post, you leave guys in the perimeter. We just have multiple dimensions at every
Yeah.
position
And then
where we
Karabank
can
can come
hurt
in
you.
and hit shots, you know.
Totally.
Oh,
So if
he's.
we're missing shots, we're our own worst enemy. But I think that defensively matters more than anything. Like they got to show up with defensive intensity, and we have guys and players to combat any type of defensive scheme.
Yep.
What scares me is our physicality getting in foul trouble and just not defending on ball like we didn't for that 9-game stretch where we looked like Kevin Ollie UConn.
So, I watched the Kentucky Arkansas game yesterday. That was a completely different degree of physicality than I've seen UConn play ever. Like, these kids are just NBA ready physical specimens, and the game was up and down. And I was like, I don't think UConn can go out there and out tough these guys, right? And Arkansas was a perennial kind of Final Four pick preseason. They've run into injury problems. Kentucky has had their ups and downs. My biggest fear is, you know, you find an Arkansas in the second or third round of the tournament and you try to go toe to toe in terms of just like running up and down the floor with them. You're probably going to get beat. I think UConn's so used because UConn has an unbelievable fast break game. I think they got to realize if they play like in Arkansas, for instance, that the goal is to slow down the game and actually run through their sets, which they're capable of doing. I'm not saying they do it all the time. UConn is, but then Arkansas can't play a half court, you know, game. So
Yeah. Dude,
I
but are
agree with you.
we
It comes to it down to our defense. 'Cause like in a game like against Arkansas or Kentucky, it's going to come down to how well we defend, 'cause we're not going to outscore those teams.
Dude, but are there more physical teams than like a Xavier or like an Alabama or Oklahoma State or Iowa State? Like those are physical basketball teams.
I agree, but those
I
are
get the
also early
speed
season
thing.
games.
Matt,
Dude, but I
where
also
can we
think
not bang? What positions? Because I
Karabank's
think
our
we
biggest
can.
defensive liability,
Dude, what's
and
his name on
he's
Kentucky
no. But I'm
is
just saying,
literally.
what's our weakness if you want to
You don't
bang with
think
us?
Sanogo can defend Tshiebwe?
I don't. Tshiebwe, yeah. I
Him and Klingon to
dude,
throw at him?
Tshiebwe is a couple inches taller than Sanogo and
Yeah,
is
but I
also
mean, you got
built like
Klingon
him.
to bring
Like,
off the bench to throw at him too. A little
but
Samson too.
he's
Like,
also skinny. I like. I
it's not
think
like you
Caravan
don't.
gets actually. I think Caravan gets
Oh.
exposed in the game like that, right? Like, I think Joey C and Caravan aren't factors.
Yeah, I mean, Aline can hang in the back game.
Aline can hang.
Jackson
He's an ex
can.
SEC. I'm
Newton
saying we
can.
can't hang. I'm just
Yeah.
saying
No, I gotcha. That's
there's
not how you
teams.
want to play.
That's not how we want to play. Not only that, I just think we need to slow the game down against those
But we
teams.
do have a pretty slow pace, I believe. Looking at numbers, we have one of the slowest paces in the
Well,
country.
we get into our sets and we make sure we run stuff that we want to
And we
run
make
and
sure
get
we
the
run
right people the
stuff.
ball. Yeah.
But the thing is, you come off a Yale win, right? You play Yale in the first round and you run that team out of the gym. You start to get this confidence that
Yeah.
you can just start running teams out of the gym. And that's just not how it goes once you get down, you know, to brass tacks in the later rounds. And I think we just need to, I'm not saying
Yeah.
I'm afraid of those teams.
Yep.
I'm just saying I can see an instance where a team gives us their, a punch back physically.
Oh yeah, I mean
And then all of a
we see it
sudden
a
we get
little bit.
into that
Yeah.
mode that I suggested before where we just don't score for 5 minutes. That can be detrimental. So we just have to be, prudent in how we approach these games.
I don't think anyone. I think we can beat anyone. Like I think that I don't think there's a
Agreed.
team that we can't compete with.
I think we beat Purdue. I think we beat Kansas. I think
No,
we can
I
beat
think when this team's ceiling is as
Houston.
high as any team in the country right now, with the current
Agreed.
landscape of college basketball,
Now,
they.
I hated Seth Davis saying, UConn's going to be a very popular Final Four
But
name.
that's who we that's because we're this era of UConn basketball the last 12 years, we've been uncomfortable being a favorite because we've been the underdog. We like being the underdog. We
You're
like
right.
being a seven seed or an 11 seed. Dude,
Yes.
we used to go in with our target on our back every year to March Madness because
And not even that, 11,
UConn
we're
was
a
a
three
perennial
seed.
top 10. We have to get comfortable feeling like we're going to be talked about all the time because Danny Hurley's put the team and the recruiting
Justin,
classes in a position to do that.
you are absolutely spot on with that. You are spot, like, I am uncomfortable having the spotlight on us, right? Because I'm so used to the last few years to kind of being the underdog and kind of just gotten comfortable with that. That you're right. I think we have to start rethinking
It's a little
and
weight, a new pressure, man.
resetting, how we think about UConn basketball. In it's almost like it's almost an oxymoron because we think of ourselves that way, but we're uncomfortable thinking of ourselves that way.
We
Yeah.
are.
You're absolutely
We
very right on that.
want to be considered a blue blood. We are a blue blood. But when we start getting talked about the same way the blue bloods get talked
We
about,
start
or we're
getting a
not
little
talked about with
shaky.
the blue bloods, we freak out,
Yeah,
right?
exactly.
So
Exactly.
freak out.
We're
We're gonna have to
contradiction.
we got a top five, top three recruiting class coming in. Like these guys have this thing rolling. But I don't know. I think that this if a team needs it, this team needs that confidence. Like they need to be talked about. They need to have the swagger and be like the biggest guys in the room because I also don't think that breaks them. I don't think they have individuals who, like they've been saying, we season all year, we season. I don't think they have a lot of eyes on the team. I think collectively they need that swagger and that confidence.
I think
So
it's
I
a fine
think.
line because I do think they get I do think they get off to adversity. Right? You just said in the beginning of the podcast, what Caravan was saying. Oh, we took that stretch. We didn't want to feel like that anymore. Right? They were talking the entire pre like be the oh, we're 14-0 coming out of non-conference play because we felt disrespected with the not being ranked in the preseason. Like that's I do think they get off to that, and that's what I worry about. So
I mean, that's Hurley though. Like
But
that's how
that's
they're
the
trained
key.
to think.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the what's his name? Who's the Georgia football head coach?
Kirby
Oh,
Smart.
Kirby Smart is like, those kids are picked to win the national championship, and he's
An
like, nobody
unbelievable
believes in
pregame,
you.
unbelievable
Nobody
pregame.
believes in you. It's like, wait, what? I agree. I
So
think Hurley's the other.
let's do some predictions though. Let's run through the bracket and do you guys want to do that? Let's do
Yeah,
that.
I'd love
First,
to.
Big East
So
or tournament,
yeah. So
both?
first game, St. John's Butler, 3 p.m. MSG on Wednesday.
No one cares.
Yeah, who do you got?
I'll do the Johnnies.
You got
Matt.
I got the Johnnies.
The ghosts of Matt.
Johnny's Butler. Johnny's
Johnnies.
Butler, first round. Who you got? Johnny's?
Everybody's gonna say Johnnies, and I feel like now it's gonna be Butler.
Okay, you take Butler.
Dude, but I think Butler's like might be worse than DePaul.
Well,
And it's gonna be
Butler's
interesting to
the
see
worst.
what
I think
Thad.
they're worse than Georgetown. I think they're the worst team in the Big East.
Yeah, I
Okay,
think
let's
so
keep it
too.
rolling here.
It's gonna be interesting to see what Thad Matta does with that program. All right, game two, DePaul Seton Hall.
Seton
Seton
Hall.
Hall.
Okay. Georgetown Nova.
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 I could see an upset though. That'd be
Oh
banging.
my
All right.
God.
So you got the Johnnies versus
Kind of agree
Marquette
with
at
Justin.
noon on Thursday.
I think Marquette rolls them,
Yep.
actually.
Right.
Marquette.
Providence, UConn. How are
UConn.
you guys really feeling about the game?
78, like on a scale of 100, like confident, but like kind of scared.
A tough fucking game.
I know it's not
I
an easy
know.
game,
We
and they're
get to
so
where
low right
though.
now. This is such a desperate
No,
Providence team.
I'm gonna take what Justin just said. We have to kind of transition into this this
Yeah,
like
we're good.
UConn is
We're good.
the
UConn
premier
is good.
team, right? And the analytics say that they're
Yes, I know.
30%,
I know they
you
do. I'm
know,
just telling you what my
pace to
heart
win the
feels
entire thing.
because,
No, UConn. Let's go with UConn.
yeah.
Let's just keep you
They
positive.
get to wear the throwback home whites because we're the
I
four
didn't
seed
feel good
now.
about the Nova game, and look how that happened.
All right. So UConn moves on. Xavier Seton Hall. Kind of an
Xavier.
interesting game.
I think Seton Hall.
You do?
No.
I do. I do. I
Okay.
literally do.
Okay.
Something's gonna happen in the tournament. It's that it's just it's
Yeah, it can't just be status quo. All
Okay, keep
right,
going.
Creighton
Can't be
Nova.
chalk in the Big
Insane.
East tournament.
Insane that Creighton draws Nova also.
I want Nova. I think Nova's.
I don't know. I think Nova might be toast. I
Yeah.
don't think they lose that first game, but I do think they might be toast. I think Whitmore's out the door. They know they're not
Dude,
going to make the tournament.
they took some really undisciplined shots last night.
Yeah,
I
I
mean,
agree.
their coach was undisciplined on the sideline.
Yeah, I
That
mean,
fan base
I
was
think that's
quiet
not
the
Neptune's a loser.
entire game. Like
Watching
that, the entire game that
Neptune.
fan base was, and they came out. I think they're done. I think they literally don't have
How
any juice
was
anymore.
Nova Twitter last night? Justin would know probably more than any of us.
Dude,
MK's boyfriend was like, it's gone.
Neptune has one recruit for next year. They're gonna have to hit the portal so hard,
I hope
which is like,
Arcidiakono's brother cries. I
yeah.
want to see him cry this year when they
All
lose
right,
in the
so you
Big
got
East.
Marquette. You guys got Creighton. I'll take
Crane,
Coleman. You
yeah.
think Nova?
All
No,
right,
I'll do Creighton.
great.
All right, so Marquette, UConn.
This is probably where UConn loses,
No, I think UConn.
but UConn's gonna win because we're good.
No, I
Dude,
think
we
UConn.
jumped out. We steamrolled them in the second game, and we jumped out to a fucking 20-point lead the first time we played them when we were going through that
I
rut.
actually think we would just match up well against Marquette,
I
and I
think we do
just,
too.
yeah, and I think we beat them, and I think it's one of those games where people are like, Marquette's gonna remember the last game. No, I think we go out and we beat them in that Michigan.
Am I crazy for thinking then that Creighton and Xavier don't scare me?
No, go, keep
I'm more
going,
scared of
keep going.
Providence. All
No,
right.
keep going, keep going.
So you think Seton Hall is going to win? So you got Seton Hall McTague.
Yeah.
You have Seton
Yes.
Hall Creighton in your
Crane.
semifinal game.
And then I think Crane wins that game.
Okay. So, and Omen, you
You
had
know where this is
Creighton.
going.
So you think it's
Yes.
going to be a UConn Creighton final?
Yeah, and I think Crane wins.
That would
I do.
suck,
I think
dude.
UConn gets to the final, and I think Crane wins.
I
That's
don't think
how I
UConn
see
gets to the final and loses.
I dude, I don't
Who's
want I
UConn's
think it's
next
a
game? Against
really
Xavier?
They beat Marquette. If they
without
beat Marquette, then
Fremantle.
they'd be in the final.
Oh, okay.
I think it's a UConn Creighton final, and I think Creighton wins. I
I
don't
don't
mean
hate
any
Matt's prediction
disrespect.
here.
I don't mean any disrespect to our school as well. I think we're really good. I just think it's one of those things where like Creighton kind of operated the entire year under the radar after having high expectations, and then just kind of come on.
How does Creighton give up 32 points to Eric Dixon and lose at Villanova? Like, how do they lose that game?
Because I think they still
Because
they get
Fremantle's a loser. I mean, not Fremantle, Kalkbrenner.
Kalkbrenner. Yeah, Kalkbrenner. Kalkbrenner is also like he kind of matches up well with Sonogo. Like
Yeah,
he's
he's good.
kind of killed
Does.
Sonogo every single time they've played.
Is he
Listen,
only a sophomore?
No, I thought he was a junior for some
okay,
reason.
we did. What, Justin? What do you think happens? Who's the final? Give me the final.
I don't know, dude. I think that I'm most
Dude,
scared of game one.
the
I
top
think if
four are so
UConn wins game
close.
one, they get to the final.
And win.
So
What
I
you're
think
saying is
that
if they beat PC, they're winning the entire thing, is what you're saying.
I think Xavier is going to come out of the bottom. I don't think that Xavier without Fremantle is a bad team by any means.
Oh,
I
God.
agree. Apparently,
I
they're
think they're
worse
very,
defensively
very,
with
very
Fremantle on
good.
the floor than they are
Agreed.
without him. So I agree with that.
I think Sule Boom is going to climb the rafters at the Garden. Like
Yeah,
that
he's just going to
guy's,
light up the
he's going to
Garden next
rise
week.
up and just, I think he's going to light it up. So I think UConn Xavier final, and I don't know. It's hard to beat a team three times. Like
I don't think
Xavier
UConn
matches up well
wins.
against us.
I don't think
I don't
UConn
think
wins.
UConn, I want, we got to fucking break through somewhere.
Do
Like,
you want to hear some bad news? We're talking
if we
about
win the Big
not
East, I
liking.
don't think we win the national
We're not
championship.
liking being the top dogs. UConn's currently 15-1 to win the national championship and is one of the hottest bets.
What
Don't like that.
is that rank?
Tweeted by Caesars.
But no, what was that rank in
I
terms of like,
UCLA is 10
oh,
to
his.
1. Creighton's 40 to 1.
I'm that's not what
UCLA
I'm
is the
asking.
national championship favorite right now.
No.
Who are the favorites? Like, where are
I'm
we? Are we
looking it up right
five,
now.
six?
That was a hand-selected list of favorite bets right now. I'm looking at the
Creighton
favorites.
being 41, if I was a betting man.
Don't think Creighton's gonna win at all.
I don't
I think
either,
they're too
but
inconsistent.
they are, but their March is different, man. It's just this week is a different type of game than every other week that's been played so far.
Now, dude, so I bought my tickets for Friday. I'm locked in for Friday. Haven't bought them for Thursday yet,
My mom sold
which is a
my ticket, by
mistake.
the way, my
What?
all session pass.
Why? You
That's on
won't
the
be
last
there.
pot. I'm going to Colorado, dude. I'm not
Oh,
going
yeah,
to
I
be
forgot.
there.
I am going Wednesday. I'm going. It was $6 to get in the door Wednesday, so I'm going to go Wednesday and check out the first round games.
Did you see what Benny Kimmel put in the group about how like St. John's on their own court, it's like $5 to get in. First UConn session is like 150.
Dude, the UConn
So
session right
sad.
now with fees is $200 for that 12 p.m. Like, does no one work?
That's insane.
Dude, I was gonna take off.
I'm pumped about the
No, I
two
mean
p.m.
I'm gonna
because
go.
I'm gonna
I'm
be 6
going.
hours ahead, and that's 8 o'clock for me, which is perfect.
I'm certainly going,
I know
but
I'm supposed to be on the mountain Thursday at 2:30 Eastern time, and I think I might just buy a 2 day pass, even though it's my only ski days of the year.
so
I
I don't know.
actually think I think I care more about UConn basketball than skiing snowmass.
Wow.
I feel good. I feel good going in the Big East tournament. I think we're a fucking tough team.
Yep.
And I think we have a great blend of depth and like and youth where guys don't know any better. Like some of these guys, I'll tell you what, we're gonna have like a moment where someone has to hit a shot. And I know
Nahim
that's a
Ealy's gonna
cliche
have to hit
term.
a shot.
It's
Whoa,
a
and guess
cliche
what? I think
term,
he
but
can.
someone's gonna have to hit a shot at some point where
Could be a
we haven't
Cinderbender
been.
three.
Dude, how many one possession games have we played this year where it's been like gotta go down and get a bucket?
Two.
Two.
One of them we didn't even get a shot off on.
Oh my God. Oh.
So
Dude, there's gonna be that moment. We are not gonna
you're
steamroll
right.
every Big East team by 15 points. That
I actually don't know about that, Joss. I actually think we're either gonna. I do not.
Killer like blow out
Actually,
or
I
get
disagree
blown
with that.
out.
No, I
Be
think the
careful
Creighton
if you
game
say
is.
this, be careful.
Yeah, I think like that Creighton game in Creighton is more indicative of what we're gonna see in the tournament next week. You're right. I think you're absolutely right. Listen,
We
I
have to
think
play fucking Providence first round.
I'm not worried. And if Providence beats us,
The number four Ken
you could
Pom
say
team in
I
the
told you
country.
so. And we can I was gonna say we could take our Providence friends out to drinks. I personally don't want to do that actually.
Yeah, I wouldn't do
I'm
that.
not.
Doing that. I don't want to hang out
But
with George's friends for another 4 hours.
let me say this. I think UConn, just like the game itself is a game of runs, their season, their momentum is a game of runs as well. And when they're playing bad, they're playing really bad. And when they're playing really well, they're playing really well.
And they're playing really well right now,
I think
and
they're
it's a
one of
great
those
time to be a
teams.
UConn
Guess who in the Big East, out of Big East play, has the biggest point differential? Positive.
Marquette.
No.
I used my guess, so I'm not going to go again. I said Marquette.
It's going to be like Providence.
No.
Is it UConn then? Like, I don't fucking
No,
know.
it's not UConn. It's Creighton. Guess who has the highest field goal percentage?
I'm just going to venture out and say, is this Creighton again?
Creighton. 3-point percentage, Creighton. Free throw percentage, Creighton.
No, that's not true.
Free throw percentage? It
Villanova.
absolute. Oh,
Villanova's like
sorry.
sixth in
Nova's
the nation.
82. You're right.
What are you looking at here?
You're right.
Are you
Nova's
lying
82.
again?
No, that was a lie. Okay. But comparatively to UConn, better than UConn. Rebounding margin, second to UConn, right?
Yep.
Biggest attendance, though, Creighton. My point here is Creighton's best team in the Big East. There's, it's just, it's also, it is affirmed,
Well, great.
right?
Then now we know who's going to win because the best team always wins.
It's literally confirmed by the books. Because UConn's not winning the Big East tournament, and Creighton has the second best odds. So if you have money, you put it on the second best odds.
Okay.
That's what I was going to say.
I think we're on alignment of the understanding of the tournament. As we continue, I do want to mention that it is absolutely ridiculous that I was on a podcast about 2 weeks ago. Had to record in an
I
alleyway
agree.
downtown Boston, but insane that we've gotten to that level that we're getting interviews. I appreciate the people over at the Ad Drop podcast for having me on talking about pizza and college basketball.
Mangs, are you in a hotel right now?
No, I'm in my bedroom.
You look like your headboard looks like a hotel.
That's the type of service we get at Hotel Mango.
Nice. Good stuff.
I
Okay, can
don't
we
know, guys.
should we just maybe end this by talking about all Big East?
Yeah.
Is the respect for UConn too much?
It depends what team shows up. You know what I
May
mean?
I remind you again? We need to be comfortable in this position. We are a fucking good team.
And we have a high floor in a lot of ways with the guys that we could bring off the bench if certain guys aren't feeling it. Like Nyheim Olien, I hated him kind of earlier in the year. I think a lot of us are frustrated. He's not awful. He's got a role.
Dude, he's
He's got a
good.
skill set. He's a good player, and we could bring him off the bench whenever we want.
When was the last time the fourth best or fourth best record in the conference got two all conference people into the first team?
Us probably last year. We
Who
were
was it?
third.
Sanogo?
Cole and
We were third
Sanogo?
last
No, I
year.
said fourth though. Fourth.
I don't know. I don't think we're getting too much respect. I think we're really good. I think we're good.
Yeah, I agree.
It's taken me this long
All
to be
right.
able to say it out loud. We are good.
Fair enough. Matt, I think you sent an erroneous second link back to top off this pod. I think we're just good, and that's what we're going
Just
with.
shot. I'm shot.
Yeah. No, it's okay. I love you guys. I love the UConn Huskies. I cannot wait to talk again after Creighton has narrowly beat UConn in the Big East tournament, and we could look forward to the NCAAs. But until then, good luck. Go Huskies, and God bless Dan Hurley.
Go
Have a great
Cranes.
trip, guys.
Here we go, Blue Jays.
Fuck Providence.